A little over a year ago, CBS revived CBS Reports, a series of documentary specials created by producer Fred Friendly and legendary broadcaster Edward R. Murrow. Tonight's CBS Reports looks back to Murrow himself and to 40 years ago when Murrow, Friendly, and their weekly CBS series See It Now stood up to Senator Joseph McCarthy and his anti-communist witch hunt. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
CBS Television, in cooperation with its affiliated television stations, presents the distinguished reporter and news analyst, Edward R. Murrow.
Good evening. Tonight's See It Now devotes its entire half hour to a report on Senator Joseph R. McCarthy, told mainly in his own words and pictures.
It's one of the proudest moments in TV's history, and tonight's CBS Reports recaptures it nicely. It also does its best to establish a clear and unbroken relationship between the past and present of CBS News, even when the comparisons aren't always flattering to today's regime. Producer Fred Friendly, who was Murrow's talented and principled partner, is interviewed. So is Walter Cronkite, who inherited Murrow's mantle as the most trusted man in broadcasting. And this CBS Reports is hosted by Dan Rather, who co-wrote it with producer Joel Bernstein. The title of this particular CBS Reports is When America Trembled, Murrow McCarthy. It might as well be called When CBS News Had Ed Murrow, because Murrow's spirit, integrity, and poetry shine through so clearly. Rather and Bernstein make sure to include Murrow's closing speech on that brave See It Now broadcast, which are among the best words ever written and delivered on American television.
The actions of the junior senator from Wisconsin have caused alarm and dismay amongst our allies abroad and given considerable comfort to our enemies. And whose fault is that? Not really his. He didn't create this situation of fear. He merely exploited it, and rather successfully. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. Good night, and good luck.
Murrow's program is presented in a wider context in tonight's documentary. So wide that the taste of Murrow's victory over McCarthyism is soured by his subsequent defeat by TV commercialism. We're shown that the serious importance See It Now was overshadowed even then by Murrow's fluffy interview program, Person to Person. We see how CBS Chairman William S. Paley dropped See It Now from the schedule to make room for a quiz show. And we see, all too clearly, how rarely TV news has been as daring, as adult, or as eloquent in recent years. Rather and Bernstein know this and have enough courage of their own to suggest as much in this CBS Reports. The inference is that when corporate profits take precedence, journalistic independence and integrity often suffer. But this is neither news nor new. A month after Murrow's See It Now exposed McCarthy, the televised Army McCarthy hearings finished him, when Army attorney Joseph Welch defended one of his young assistants from an unsubstantiated smear campaign by McCarthy. You'll hear McCarthy first, then Welch.
I thought we should just call to your attention the fact that your Mr. Fisher, who is still in your law firm today, whom you asked to have down here looking over the secret and classified material, is a member of an organization not named by me, but named by various committees, named by the Attorney General, as I recall. And I think I quote this verbatim as the legal bulwark of the Communist Party.
Let us not assassinate this lad further, Senator.
Let's
You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir, at long last? Have you left no sense of decency?
Tonight's CBS Reports includes that famous exchange. It does not include the information, though, that neither CBS nor NBC covered the full hearings live. Only ABC and Dumont, the fourth network at the time, did. After a day or two, CBS and NBC didn't want to lose any more revenue from their popular daytime schedules. The fault, dear Brutus, has been part of TV since the very beginning.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.